Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that social worker Jennifer makes $84,000 a year. Boom, shakalaka, boom. All right, let's say hi to John in Burien. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing fantastic, man. You know, like, even better, you called in for Share Your Salary. That makes our day great.
Glad to hear.
All right, Johnny. Well, you're a location manager for a luxury car rental company.
In beautiful Burien.
How about that, John?
Yes, yes. It's a fun job, for sure.
I bet it is. Okay, this is fascinating. And by the way, for Share Your Salary, if you ever do something that's a little out of the ordinary, these are always great just because nobody knows. So this is awesome. John, what we're going to do is put a minute on the clock, just ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we'll play a song, you know, we'll think it over, we'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Nice. Okay, location manager, which I don't really know what that means in terms of this game, so we'll have to figure it out, for a luxury car rental company.
He manages one location.
Oh, there you go. That's probably exactly right. I thought he was managing the location of the cars. Anyway, let's get to it. 1 minute on the clock, on your mark, get set, and go.
How many people do you manage?
I have a team of 5 right now.
Okay, do you own the company?
I do not.
What do you drive?
Personally, a Volkswagen Golf.
Do you, well, let me ask you another question. So you manage one location for this company, correct?
I actually currently manage 3 locations.
Oh.
Are you married?
I am not.
Is one of the locations in Bellevue?
No, but we service Bellevue. Mm-hmm.
Do you own a home?
No.
Who is your clientele primarily?
We cater to the top 1%, private aviation.
What?
Oh.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever sold?
I rented a Bentley Bottega.
Yeah, they rent a rental, car rental company.
Sorry.
Do you get to drive the cars?
I sure do.
I bet you do. I have another question, but we'll have to save it. Dang it. All right, this is interesting. But you said aviation, so I'm imagining they land in the PJ and then they jump into one of your cars. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So do you work by the smaller airports?
We operate out of FBOs, private airports.
All right. Now we get to learn how the other half lives, John, thanks to you. So, all right, if you're listening, but again, it doesn't necessarily mean high salary. You know, expensive cars. Let's see.
Renting out Bentleys.
I know. Let's see what you guys think. 253-642-WOLF. That is the phone number. Make sure you put your name and where you live on that text message. But what do you think? Yeah, we're going to use one of your texts as our guesses, so please do. And again, John in Burien, location manager for a luxury car rental company. I never even heard of the kind of car that he just said, too, the Bodega Bay. I thought that was suntan lotion.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is John. He lives in Burien, and he's got a fancy job. He is a location manager for a luxury car rental company. Gabe, what else did we just learn about John?
So they basically work out of like the smaller airports with PJs. It's 3 locations. He manages 5 people. He's not an owner. He does drive a VW Golf. He's not married. He rents a place. They said they rent out cars to the top 1%.
Yeah.
The most expensive car ever is a Bentley...
Bodega?
Banana something.
Banana boat? I got one of those. I pull it behind our boat on Lake Sammamish. It's delicious.
Okay. And yeah, he can drive the cars.
That's pretty cool. All right. Captain Ron, you were the winner the last time we played. You are up.
I think there's a lot of money being tossed around, but he's not like upper management. I don't think he's seeing a lot of that. Do think he's a smart guy, though, driving a Volkswagen, just saying.
Yeah.
So Scout, 10 years old in Snohomish, we're saying 74.
Okay, 74,000. Gabe, what do you think?
I think it's higher. I don't know. He oversees a lot and manages five people. Like, that's more responsibility, and I'm sure renting those cars out isn't cheap. I want to give some love to Cole and his mom. They've been sick, and they missed us, but they're back.
What up, Cole?
What up, Cole? 115.
All right, interesting one. Yeah, I do agree that, you know, I think, let's not get carried away with the fancy cars, but this top 1%, they expect to deal with people that know what's what, right? Like, you got to have good people in this job. So I do think he's making a good amount. I'm going to go with that Naya, age 8, and Myla, age 5, in Granite Falls, listening on the way to school. What's up? And I'm going to say 100, only because you guys, like, bookmarked it on either end of the spectrum. I'm going to go right in the middle here.
Surprise, Ron's not right on my back.
Six digis? I think that's right about it, $100,000. So our guesses are 74, 100, and 115, but nobody really knows, John. We all don't know how much you're actually making as a luxury rental car renter. It's time to share your salary.
John!
So I make 70 plus commission, usually about 85.
Okay, yeah.
Is that wrong?
I think I got that one by 1,000 because you were 7. No, 80. I think I did because it's $1,000 closer.
What's Ron's?
74. And I was 100.
Oh, I did say 74.
It's Ron. He said 85.
That's, maybe. Okay. Fine. Whatever. Math, not my thing. John, that's pretty good. You know, somebody, a lot of people was texting in too, like, hey, you're dealing with this 1%. You probably get great tips. Is that true?
Rarely. My team gets tipped more than I do.
Aww.
Have you ever
and
had
I
a car?
To pass the tips off to them. So,
you're a good man, John. Have you ever had one of your fancy cars stolen?
Not here in Seattle, thankfully.
Where?
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I can say.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not get him in trouble.
That's fine.
But you know, the Bentley you were talking about. How much does that car retail for?
Retail, like 150, I think, 150,000.
Oh man, I almost thought it might be more.
Yeah,
some of these cars are crazy.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
Can you tell us the most famous person you've ever rented a car to?
Oh, no, I have a D. No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I love this guy.
Bruce Springsteen?
Madonna?
That would be a candidate right there, Madonna.
Or what about highest net worth?
I can say several of them have been played on this station.
Oh, now you got to tell us, Johnny.
Uncle
Come on.
Cracker.
Yeah. Cassidy Pope. Okay. And John, were the country folks that rented your cars, were they good people? Did they treat your staff well, or were they divas?
Every time. Perfect people. Wonderful people to deal with.
I love it. That's a good thing about country music. That's it right there.
Bob
All right,
Ferguson.
John. Not Bob Ferguson. We love you, Johnny. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate you. And really, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Thank
you. Of course. You guys have a great day.
You too.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.